The Washington Supreme Court ruled them unconstitutional last fall. Now it appears voter-approved charter schools will get a second chance. The Washington House voted Wednesday night to fund charters with lottery proceeds, not general funds. The vote came after a lengthy and at times emotional floor debate. Democrat Eric Pettigrew of South Seattle argued that charter schools can give African-American children a better chance at a good education.
This is just one little tool to help them succeed. And if it's one kid or 800 kids, it doesn't matter. It's what we need to do.
Pettigrew's fellow Democrat Mike Sells argued against reauthorizing charter schools. He was booed and gaveled down when he suggested the bill was the work of special interests.
Now, this isn't about kids. I'm sorry. What this is about, if you take a look at it, were those 22 high-priced lobbyists out there the last few days.
The charter school measure now goes back to the state Senate, where final passage is expected. After that, it would go to the governor.